Hey, it's me, Richie T, and on the phone, I'm guessing somewhere in England, but I haven't asked him yet. It's Alex from Arctic Monkeys. Where are you right now?
I'm up in Newcastle, Richie. I'm Tyneside.
And you guys getting ready?
I'm ready to rock and roll.
You guys getting ready for a show, or what's the agenda for today? What time is it even there?
The time is about 5:25 in the afternoon. The sun was never up to go down, but it's kind of... Yeah, the night is drawing in. And, mate, just getting ready to rock Newcastle upon Tyne.
Now, you guys are from Sheffield.
The first night of our tour, actually, tonight. Yeah, first night of the UK tour.
You guys are from Sheffield. How far away from home are you, then?
Oh, like a couple of hours away, but a long way, if you know what I'm saying. it's not too far by the American... standards of distance.
Let's talk about playing for a home crowd as opposed to playing over here in the States. Do you have a preference?
Let's talk about that.
Is there a preference? Do you like playing over in England better than you like playing in the United States? Or is there a huge difference or not at all at this point?
Don't make me choose, Richie. Please don't make me choose. Not in front of all the listeners. I like them both, man. Can I have both?
You can't
have both, Richie.
No, you can't. You cannot have both. It's like parents who say that they don't have a favorite child, Alex.
One or the other. I mean, I like both, man. I just don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know.
Are there big differences in how the audience is in England as opposed to the United States?
Yeah, I think there's different. There's certainly differences. I don't know. I guess in the beginning, at least, I guess the Americans took a little bit longer to come round to us, I suppose. But now we've just got off a tour over there, which has been great, and everybody's moving, you know. I actually move in a different way. I don't know. I think a while ago, it was the English crowd would be a bit rowdier, but I think that's kind of like evening itself out as time has gone by. But you know what? I haven't played here in England for a while now, so maybe I'm going to get a shock this evening. I can't really quite remember what it was like the last time, you know.
Are you guys?
They certainly used to be, especially in this part of the world. Like the further north you get, I think in England, like the crowds get a little bit wilder.
Well, it's because you don't have the sun to tame them down. So how much sunlight was there today? Did it really not ever come up?
And it might have done. Like, I didn't come up though until like this afternoon. We just got back from Los Angeles the other day, so I'm still kind of the sleep patterns are quite strange for most of us at the moment, so I didn't get up till late today. So I personally have seen very little daylight today, and it's about disappeared altogether.
I'm studying up a little bit on getting ready for this interview, and it seems like you guys have just been busy since you guys got together. There hasn't really been any downtime, right?
I mean, there has. In our world, it seemed like we've had extended periods of time where we haven't been, or what certainly seemed like extended periods of time to us, where we haven't been on the road or in the studio. But I guess, I suppose if you look back, there's not really been like a hiatus that's lasted more than a year or anything.
How do you have any sort of energy to do that? I mean, I get you now. You're a little bit exhausted coming over from LA, but to constantly be going and performing and recording and then doing the whole loop. I mean, how do you keep yourself to where it's fresh every day?
I suppose that's the thing. It didn't seem like that to us, and it does seem like in between albums and tours we've had time off. But it's all relative is all I could say there. Richie, and I guess we probably just get restless quite quickly.
How did you guys all get together? I always think that story is kind of fascinating.
We all used to, some of us have known each other since we were like 7 years old. We all kind of grew up on the same block, as it were. And just from growing up in that area, we kind of got to know one another. Yeah, we used to just go, I don't know, just hanging out on Friday night on the bandstand. This is where we all met. I don't know, a couple of years later, there were a few kids in our area that had got like rock and roll bands together. They were a little bit older than us. We used to go and watch them and kind of, I don't know, we just wanted to be better than them, I suppose, and be like the best band in the on the street in the village.
When you would go, and watch those other bands at that part, at that time in your life, were you a musician already, or did you go, you see that and be like, man, that's what I want to do, and then started working on your musicianship?
Yeah, it was certainly more the latter. It was definitely the, you know, until we formed the band, really, none of us had picked up our instruments, and then it became about who's going to do what, you know, like, well, you look like you'd be the drummer. and it turns out we were right, that particular appointment. Anyway, that's how it happened, Richie.
And so you look like the lead guy.
You know, not to start with, actually. We did have another guy originally, but then he fell off. I just stepped up one day. Secretly, probably, I'd hoped it'd turn out that way or something. I'm not sure.
At what point do you feel...
Yeah, no, it was...
Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't even know. I was just going to mumble.
At what point do you feel like it was like, all right, Arctic Monkeys, we've made it? Or do you feel like you've made it?
Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, like the first time we ever played a show, it was a bit of a sense of that. It's not like I'd never been on a stage before in my life like that. That was kind of, I remember, it seemed like we'd made it in a way then, you know, like just being able to play in the pub in Sheffield. But I don't know, I guess there was a festival performance we did at Reading and Leeds, kind of 2005, which was pretty special. I seem to remember that being like a milestone moment where it was like, you know, something's going on here. That might have been the point. I don't know if we'd made it, but that's just kind of, we like lost control of it at that point.
I want to sample just a little bit of Do I Want to Know right now. If people haven't heard it yet, this was released earlier this year. You guys played it at a few festivals and things here in the States. I want to play a little bit of it so people can kind of hear the latest from you. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah. I'd love you to do that, Richie. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back and talk about this in just a second. All right, so that is Do I Want to Know. Let's talk about it. Did you write that? Did you guys sit in a room and go, now who looks like the person who should write this song? You, and then assign it that way, or how did it come about?
Yeah, that person's always me. We did write it. That said, it is definitely a collaborative effort. But no, it was, I don't know, I guess it's like, I mean, just to talk about the songwriting on it, I suppose it's an attempt at like, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Hmm.
Or like, What'll I Do?
A lot of older kind of influences, right? I mean, everyone...
Yeah, but I mean, there's that on the... Just to be like, on the songwriting side of it, it's that, you know, the lyric is kind of that, you know, Are You Lonesome Tonight, basically. But then the other side of it, you know, what that song has and this entire record really is when, you know, it is like, whilst there is traditional influences perhaps on that other side, there's certainly a modern influence on this whole record, and this song particularly perhaps illustrates that in the production and the sound of the band and the rhythm section. It's almost like a four-piece rock and roll band taking on the compositional perspective of, say, a hip-hop producer.
If you catch
me drift, Richie.
Let me ask you this. Being in England, do you get sick of people either making comparisons or talking about the Beatles?
Not at all, mate. No, they don't make enough comparisons with us and the Beatles.
Do you feel like it? I guess what I'm wondering is there's more great stuff that comes from England than the Beatles, and I think that sometimes you know, a lot of stuff kind of gets lumped in, you know, oh, but they're not the Beatles, or, you know, or yeah, that's kind of like the Beatles. And maybe, you know, we've grown apart from it or something like that. Or do you think that they deserve every bit of respect that they get?
The latter, definitely. Yeah, I think they sort of definitely deserve that respect, you know. And like, there's a band that was kind of the first time that ever happened, and they never became complacent, you know, continued to grow, evolve. And I don't know, I feel like if you were the first time that happened, it'd probably be easy to kind of, you know, stop progressing. Like, somehow I could imagine either you'd get fat and satisfied or something if you were... there's people to be in that position, but they didn't.
Do you have a favorite song?
That alone is perhaps the reason that you still talk about them now. You know?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song of all the songs you guys do, or is that asking you to pick?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I suppose it changes. Some of the moments in the song, as it were. Like, there's this song off our last record called "Reckless Serenade" that I've been enjoying quite a lot.
Cool. I want to know, what can we expect from you guys next? What's coming up next?
Do you want to know, though, Richie? do you?
I do want to know. I do want to know.
I couldn't.
You couldn't help it.
No, I'm only human. So what's next? I don't know. Probably an album of show tunes.
No.
Yeah. No.
Although I would love it, but probably that's not what you're going to do.
Nah, that's not a good idea, is it, for anyone? Although I like that, you know, that Harry Nilsson record, A Little Bit of Schmilsson in the Night?
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of that, where he kind of does, like, I don't know, like Lazy Moon and As Time Goes By.
Yeah, so think about think about like that, maybe.
Yeah, I probably won't do that.
Oh.
I don't know. I've just got that on my mind today, that record. but what's next? I don't know, man. We're going to be touring this AM record for a long time, because sort of the popularity of it demands that we do so, and we are quite all right with that.
And you'll come back to the States with it, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know when that when that tour kicks off?
You know, well, there's a little one in December. There's a few shows there in December, but also next February, I believe.
Oh, nice.
And then something. We're plotting something, Richard. Excuse me.
No, you're fine. You'll make your way to Salt Lake, right?
What's that?
You'll make your way to Salt Lake City, Utah, yeah?
Do you know what? I don't know, but probably. No.
Alex, the answer is
yeah.
The answer is yes, even if you don't know.
Me in the right direction.
Yeah. The answer is yes, even if you don't know that. That way it just makes me happy,
okay.
And it makes the interview go.
You knew the answer to that question. All right. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, Alex, from the band Arctic Monkeys, I want to ask you one last thing, because the way you guys got together as a band is kind of a fascinating story. Tell me about the name. Everyone always wants to know about where names of bands come from. How did that come about?
So do I, man, but we don't even know anymore. I wish there was a story. And I've even gone through the phase where I just lie about it now. I was doing that for a while, and just, you know, making up a different story each time. But I kind of even run out of them now. So
did you have a favorite story of all those?
Guitarist Jim Cook, actually. Jim Cook came up with it, and if he knows where he came from, he hasn't told me.
Well, I appreciate it. I will let you get back. I know you got the show going on, and we look forward to having you here in the States in the new year. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
All right, Richie. Nice one, man.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye.